Hi, so this is my first ever talkie, I guess you could say. And I wanted to talk about a few reasons why I have left the left, basically. Don't get it confused, because as much criticism and flack that I want to direct at the contemporary leftist movements or the leftist group as a whole, I hate the left wing, but I fucking hate the right wing too. I'm not a liberal, I'm not a conservative, I am, in the words of Frank Reynolds, fringe class. Fringe class is what I am. So, now that bit's out of the way, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I think contemporary feminism is really failing women. And it's very cliquey, it's very disjointed. There is no room for dissent or critical thought, and that's frustrating as fuck, because any political movement or spiritual belief or what the fuck ever that doesn't allow you to think for yourself and to make mistakes when you speak, when you think, is ultimately dangerous and harmful, not only for you as an individual, but I think this disdain for dissent, especially on social media, is one of the main contributing factors to this insane polarization that we have with politics today. And the super frustrating thing about this polarization, especially towards politics and political issues and power and how power is distributed, it ends up leaking into the broader culture and the broader public discourse surrounding the distribution of power and how power is used, etc., etc. And I'm saying this as someone who was really heavily involved with the radical feminist community for a very long time, more than 5 years. And while for this particular instance, we'll be referring to radfems, I guess, but while they get a lot of things right, they get a lot more wrong. And in particular, feminist movements of the 21st century pretty much function like a political cult. And political cults are a little bit different to religious or spiritual cults in that they're not trying to sell you salvation or enlightenment. Well, they are trying to sell you enlightenment, but it's a different kind. They want you to adopt their dogma. They deify writers and activists and thinkers who align with their values. As soon as said deified individual defies this deification, they are immediately ostracized, and that alone should really tell you that it's very problematic and it's very limiting in its ability to help you think for yourself, not even think with a leftist sort of political inclination or a conservative political inclination, but just thinking for yourself. And you see this political purity policing emanate in forms like call-out culture, or on Left Book there's this really big thing about self-crit. Self-crit or banhammer. I mean, really what they're asking you to do is to atone for your 21st century original sin. That might be that you're cisgender, which is a bullshit made-up concept that I'll probably do another video or rant on, whatever. Or if you're a male, or in the case of especially America, if you're white, that's your original sin. Or if you're Christian in the West, despite the fact that Christians and Jews are the world's most persecuted religious minorities, there's no room for thought. It's really frustrating. And having finally come through all of it, and having had a significant amount of time to reflect upon my own previous political inclinations, my own dogmatic bullshit thinking that I allowed myself to get conned into quite willingly, it's despicable. And the thing is, the majority of the people in these movements, they're fucking dumb as dog shit. Most people are fucking stupid, and most lefties are fucking stupid with really good intentions. And as the old saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But before I go into sort of leftism and how it is the very, very living example of the expression "the road to hell is paved with good intentions," I just wanted to talk a little bit more about political cults, because contemporary feminism, especially contemporary radical feminism, and I mean like the Andrea Dworkin, Sheila Jeffries, Mary Daly sort of radical feminism, not just what most people think is radical feminism, which is, you know, fucking dumbasses at slut walk or whatever. I'm just sort of reading over the paper by Tourish about political cults, and the seven characteristics of a political cult are the emphasis on dogmatic or ideological orthodoxy rather than any room for critical reflection and individual political thought or innovative political thought or political thought that takes initiative. The second characteristic is that there are illusions about how correct that particular group believes its own politics to be. They really do think that anyone who's not a radical feminist is either a hapless, hopeless, huffing dong for freedom handmaiden, or a brainwashed idiot, which is just so infantilizing and such a poor interpretation of false consciousness and cultural hegemony. There's a really strong element of groupthink. So the third characteristic of political cults is the insane fear of dissent. I have received a shitload of hate mail over the last 10-15 years because of my previously feminist, radical leftist politics. But the hate mail that I have been getting since I have started to stand up to and speak up against the contemporary radical feminist stroke radfem movement is just, it fucking blows my little mind, man. Like, the most vicious, horrible hate mail I have ever gotten has been from radical feminists for the fact that I am no longer a radical feminist and I am encouraging other young women and my peers and older as well, because life doesn't fucking end at 25, to one, not get involved with those fucking batshit myopic little cunts in the first place, or if they are involved, how to start, committing some thought crimes, being a bullshit detective, and giving yourself the ability to think for you again. Yeah, it's fucking insane. If your analysis doesn't fit exactly with their attitudes and their dogma, you will be ostracized or bullied or doxxed. If you question anything, then you will receive the same treatment, and if for whatever reason you fuck up and you make a mistake in your speech or your writing or your social media. So, in part two of Why I Left the Left, fuck radical feminism, I'll continue a little bit more on political cults. So, we've done features 1 through 3 of political cults in part one. So, number four characteristic of political cults is the complete dehumanization and disdain reserved for those who dissent, who leave the leftist movement or the radical feminist movement. And that facilitates the idea amongst the people who are a part of these groups that their group is a cohesive, collective, unanimous whole rather than something that's made up of myriads. A myriad of individuals. They will pretend that you don't exist. When you leave the left, and particularly when you leave radical feminism, you become an unperson. Shit, look at your watch, it's 1984 already, dude. Despite the fact that I'd written articles, I'd run websites, I'd done a lot of volunteer work and a little bit of activism for the radical feminist community over the time span of about 10-15 years. When I left the RadFem community, the people who were a part of it were so quick to tell me that I just didn't know what I was talking about, and that wasn't really radical feminism that I was practicing, and real radical feminists never give up their politics, which is fucking horseshit. This idea that you can't change your mind or that you can't change your political inclinations over a period of time, especially from the period of being a teenager to pretty much 30, is, it's just fucking preposterous, man, and it really fucking pisses me off that there is this expectation in the left that your politics are static entities, and that changing or reviewing your politics is one, a thought crime, two, worthy of exile and ostracization, and three, pardon me, most insidiously, means that you are an acceptable target for bullying, harassment, doxing, what the fuck ever they feel like. I posted a thought crime many moons ago. Well, not many moons ago, it was probably about 3 years ago, but whatever. Where I said, 21st century feminism, where you support all women's voices until she disagrees with you, and then drag that fucking bitch. Like, it's insane. It's an uberos. The left is consuming itself. And thankfully, people like me, particularly women like me, are, I hope, waking up to how fucking stupid, how limiting, how damaging, how dumb the contemporary left has become, and how disappointing all of that really is. It's very disappointing to wake up and sort of realize, shit, guys, I think I might have been in a political cult. Hey, like, fuck. It's a very jarring, unnerving experience, but the important thing is that you learn and grow from your mistakes, which is what the left doesn't want you to do. So we're on to part three of my 20 to 4 in the morning fucking rant about why I left the left, stroke fuck radical feminism, stroke political cults, stroke what the fuck ever. So I was just talking about how political cults in particular overwork individuals who participate, and then if they show critical thought or if they leave, there's that instantaneous demonization of that person. So that kind of covered the fourth and fifth traits of what a political cult consists of, sorry. So the sixth trait of a political cult is that they will have the worst attitude towards their fellow leftists. Now, from an etic perspective, that is, from an outsider looking in perspective, the left seems somewhat cohesive, but this is not the case, especially on social media in the 21st century. The left is so fragmented and divided, and particularly for radical feminists, other women aren't feminist enough, or in the case of, say, Marxists, Marxist-Leninists will think that tankies, aka Stalinists, are fucking idiots who don't know what real communism is, and conversely, tankies stroke Stalinists will think the same thing about Marxist-Leninists. So, no matter what you do on the left, there's always going to be someone or a group of someones who will tell you that your radical leftism is not radical enough, it's not really left-wing, and so basically people on the left get into what amounts to a gigantic pissing competition to see who is the most outspoken, loud, radical leftist there is. mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the wokest of them all? I fucking hate the word woke. Anyway. So that's trait number 6 of a political cult. Trait number 7 is a little bit ambiguous, and it's a little bit more difficult to determine in a online context, but there is a concentration of power, influence, resources, etc., etc., to a very small, tight-knit, largely psychologically unstable group of individuals who are basically projecting their own personal problems and their bad, shitty, miserable lives onto other people. And that's not to say that there aren't people who are left-wing, who don't have genuine grievances or have undergone genuine trauma or are genuinely mentally ill. Particularly in a feminist movement, the concentration of power seems to be largely about influence, who's got the most likes, who's got the most followers, who gets their shit read and reblogged the most. And there's a lot of cluster Bs in radical feminism. Like, a lot. It's disproportionate. It is fucking, pardon the pun, insane. So, now I've kind of elaborated a little on what a political cult is. That sort of gives you some background as to why I left the left and why I left feminism, especially radical feminism. So I thought I'd go into a couple more finer points as to why I left the movement, and I'll start with the last point I made, which was the overrepresentation of cluster B personality disorders, that is antisocial personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, I believe, as well, and borderline personality disorder. The fact of the matter is, and I don't care how much shit I get for this, but lefties, well, as a general rule, we're not the most stable bunch. And given the tendency of women who have undergone intimate male partner violence or experienced sexual violence to develop ongoing mental health conditions, particularly if it's in cognitive developmental stages, so early childhood to adolescence, it increases one's chances for developing post-traumatic stress disorder and borderline personality disorder. And particularly in radical feminism, there are a lot of chicks with BPD who don't believe in therapy, they don't believe in taking medication, they don't believe in taking responsibility for themselves and their own attitudes and actions while expecting everyone else to be held accountable for theirs. And there's this really dangerous idea in radical feminist circles, and I know this myself because I experienced it, that therapy and medication is just a patriarchal brainwashing conspiracy, particularly with borderline personality disorder and PTSD, especially from domestic violence or sexual violence. So, not only do you have a group of individuals whose very disorder indicates that they are self-destructive, they are often borderline abusive, if not outright abusive, saying that they don't have to take accountability for themselves because patriarchy made them this way. The hetero patriarchal white supremacist patriarchy is the source of all mental health problems in radical feminist circles. And so they don't get treated, they don't take meds, they don't realize that there's a expiry date for your bad behavior based on your bad childhood, and they act this out on other people, and they think because their lives are shitty and miserable, everyone else's should be. And they think that because they have experienced trauma, that every other woman has experienced it. And if they say they haven't, then they're just lying. They're just huffing dong for street cred, basically. Which is fucking stupid. And I know this is stupid because I used to think this way. I mean, I started to sort of really move away from that mode of thinking more than 5 years ago now, and it was a sort of gradual, then all at once process, but that problem is real, and to deny it is to do ourselves a disservice. So, I mean, with that idea that all mental health problems stem from patriarchal conditions and institutions and sociality, there's this idea that patriarchy itself is so pervasive that it infiltrates every aspect of one's life and you can't escape it. So, if you can't escape it, you end up in this very negative cycle of thought where the world's not going to change and shit, why should you change if the world's not going to change? Why should you hold yourself accountable? Why should you be responsible for yourself if it's patriarchy who is the one who is responsible for all of your problems? And then it feeds into a self-perpetuating cycle or a self-fulfilling prophecy where these people, these women with mental health conditions who are a part of the radical feminist group or circles or community, eventually, they fuck up and they do badly in life. They'll drop out of uni, they'll lose their job, whatever. And then because they did badly, they blame it on patriarchy. So it's this really fucked up circular logic that just is a never-ending cycle of negativity, nihilism, cynicism, and hostility to the outside world, essentially. And on that note, not all problems in the world are easily condensed down to, oh, well, it's just patriarchy. Like, I mean, I've seen radical feminists look at current global socio-political economic issues, like, say, terrorist attacks, for example. And for a lot, if not the majority, of radical feminists, terrorism, particularly Islamic terrorism, doesn't happen due to the influence of Wahhabism in the Middle East, US foreign policy, the general batshittery of Abrahamic religions, which are a fucking cancer to begin with, and they just condense it down, they reduce it down to, oh, well, that's just men being men. It's just male violence. And while I do think naming the problem and naming the agent in terms of male pattern violence is a useful tool and a useful foundation for an analysis, particularly when you consider criminality, it's really a lot more complicated than that. In not everything is simple as woman good, man bad. I mean, as I said earlier, most of the really vicious, fucked up hate mail that I have gotten has been from radical feminists to me for saying that I'm not a radical feminist. So, there's just this real unwillingness to take responsibility for yourself and for your own actions and for your own problems and to take positive, healthy, healing steps in your own life. It's just rejected because that's patriarchal brainwashing, and the patriarchy just wants women to be dumb, happy little brainwashed Stepford sluts. It's fucking dumb and it's reductive as dog shit. So yeah, realizing that, I was like, nah, fuck this, dude. Fuck this. So, the next couple of points I'd like to make about why I left feminism kind of tie in together, and they kind of relate back to the proliferation of mental health problems in the radical feminist stroke leftist communities. And that is that, number one, women are equally as capable of acts of great evil as men are. That is the nature of humankind. That's the duality of man. We are capable of extreme benevolence and extreme malevolence. I mean, I might do a follow-up thing about the differences in patterns of criminality between men and women, but we'll leave that for another time. But yeah, number one, women can be really fucking horrible as well. Sexual violence perpetrated by women onto either other women or men is nowhere near as common as a male perpetrator and female victim in cases of sexual violence, and anyone who says otherwise is honestly a fucking idiot. But I digress. Related to the above, there is so much fucking bullying, if not out and out hazing, in the radical feminist movement and in the leftist community as a whole. It goes back to what I was saying a while ago about committing thought crimes and having dissident thoughts, or even just, kind of being a bit of a fucking oddball like myself. People are afraid of things they don't understand, things they don't want to understand, and things they do understand but they don't like. And the nature of contemporary social media, where it is instantaneous, especially with high-speed internet connections, I do not miss the 56K. It's so easy to just, call someone a handmaiden, call them a dick rider, call them a breeder, call them an alt-right neo-Nazi, as I have been called since I have left the radical feminist movement, which is a witch hunt loaded term, if you ask me. So there's a lot of bullying in the movement, and there's no desire to confront it. A lot of lefty groups talk about community accountability, which is like Orthodox Marxism, really good on paper, but the thing is, humans are complicated, and humans, particularly in groups, are very complex systems. And chaos theory 101 is that an infinitesimal change to a complex system will have massive repercussions and wildly unpredictable results. And that's what self-critical thought, or self-crit as it's known, or community accountability, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, is. It's a nice idea on paper, but the fact of the matter is people are argumentative as shit, especially when they get high on the lefty propaganda and they get all fucking holier than thou and righteous and shit, especially with radical feminism. And yeah, it doesn't work out like that, dude. Like, it really doesn't. I'm sorry, but that's just human nature. As much as I loathe that term, humans are fucking chaos. Deal with it. So, finally, I guess the bullying, the bullshit, the drama, the clickiness, all of the petty behaviours, completely rigid, dogmatic thought processes. And finally, basically, long story short, the contemporary feminist movement, even the radical feminist movement, is a fucking sellout. There is this huge focus on young women under the age of 25, between the ages of about 14 to 25, because life for women ends at 25, which feminists and lefties and radical feminists fully play into, whether they're aware of it or not. It's a sellout movement. Everyone's trying to flog something, you know? Everyone wants to flog something. Everyone wants to make bank off their stickers or their Patreon or get paid for their writing or get paid sponsorships on Twitter or get those ad revenue dollars, whatever the fuck it is. It's all a bunch of sellout bullshit. There's no concern for issues that affect women that aren't nice, middle-class, college-educated, sorry, university-educated, I should say, but fuck it, fuck Yanks, whatever. If you're not a nice 14 to 25-year-old tertiary education female who's concerned with fucking seeing people who validate your appearance in media, or say mean things to you on Twitter or Tinder or whatever. That's their focus, you know? Shit, like, little girls all around the world are being sold off into marriages to fucking grown-ass fucking adult men. Little girls and teenagers are having their vaginas and vulvas completely mutilated. Women are still being murdered disproportionately by their husbands and their boyfriends. Shit, man, like, there are so many fucking issues that do deserve attention, especially ones that concern women and that feminists really should be paying attention to, but they're all so busy circle jerking over who's the queen, Taylor Swift or Beyonce? Like, seriously, man, fucking Stop buying into that cultural industry bullshit. Fucking throw out your TV. Limit the time that you spend online. It's just so completely disconnected from non-nice sensibility, middle-class, yank, uni student women, that it's just not even funny. And it doesn't gel with me, man. I don't give a shit about seeing pop culture figures who are women, who are strong women, who are written well. Like, I mean, sure, I enjoy reading shit like that. I enjoy my dumb fucking corporate bullshit media from time to time, but that's not the be-all and end-all of political praxis and discourse. Fuck, man, like, people still believe that God made women inferior to men, and you guys are out here tripping over TV. I'm done. Really, I'm done. So, yeah, that's basically the long and short of why I'm no longer a leftist. I still have a lot of lefty inclinations. I have some righty inclinations, but fuck you both. I am fringe class. I am fringe wing. And fuck modern feminism for not only isolating itself from the girls and women who actually do need it and need that support, but for selling itself out, letting dumb shit teenage boys like Lily Magden in the UK or whatever the fuck his name is be the focus, this whole fucking trans shit be the focus, this whole media studies shit be the focus. Fucking get your priorities right, man. Like, until you guys sort your shit out and stop acting like a bunch of fucking whiny, psycho teenage girls who aren't getting their way and aren't being allowed to wear that dress or go to that party or whatever, like, just fucking grow up, man. Go live in the real world. Realize that men aren't responsible for all of your problems, and learn to think for yourself. So, you know, whatever. Send me a like, a dislike, a comment, hate mail, whatever. Subscribe, that would be nice. I'll do more of these rants in the future. And thank you very much for listening to my 4 a.m. Friday night rant. Peace.